Welcome to the Family Freedom Caller, brought to you by the Texas Homeschool Coalition and the Family Freedom Project. The Texas Constitution calls for the legislature to meet for 140 days in odd years. The governor is empowered to call a special session for 30 days, which he has done four times in 2023. The legislature has ended its time and the election season upon us. There are more contested elections this year than normal for several reasons, and we're here to guide you through it. Many people are frustrated because the legislature failed to pass education reform in the way of education savings accounts. Polls have consistently shown that a majority of every political party and demographic strongly support this reform measure, and yet a group of 21 Republican House members joined all the Democratic House members in killing that bill. Sometimes people ask me, how can that be? Why would members of a political party vote against the will of their own voters? The answer is one that I learned many years ago. A friend told me in a conversation, he had a conversation with a city council member. This is a major city in Texas. He asked the council member, who did not support a measure that polled showed every majority of city voters supported, why was that the case? The response he received was that council members were responding to the people who actually voted, and a majority of them did not support that measure that polled so well. This is the answer to passing legislation. Elected officials respond to whom they believe to be a majority of the people who will actually vote in their election. The 21 Republican House members who killed education savings accounts very likely believe that a majority of their supporters do not support education reform. However, some may not believe that, as there have been about five of those who have actually decided to retire, some after polling on this issue. And so that vote coming up in the election, in the primary election in March, will be a key to this issue. However, all of those 21 Republicans, at least those who are running for re-election, have opponents. And education reform will be a key issue in their campaigns. Whether it is enough to make the challenger successful remains to be seen. However, all of those Republicans have opponents, and education reform will be a key issue in their campaigns. Whether it is enough to make the challenger successful remains to be seen. In addition, all of those Republicans also voted against the legislation in 2019 to allow homeschooled children to participate in extracurricular activities in the public school districts in which they reside. Which makes sense because they seem to be opposed to any education reform to empower parents and children. With only one exception, all of those Republican legislators also voted to impeach the Attorney General of Texas. Ken Paxton, who has been the most supportive AG we've ever had in Texas on the issue of parental rights, has now launched campaigns against almost all of those people. So for those two reasons, we will not be supporting these 21 House members. We will be vetting the challengers and many other candidates and using that opportunity to educate them on the issues that are critical to homeschoolers and the families of Texas. And then we will be working very hard to get all our friends across the great state of Texas out to vote, because who is elected is critical to our efforts to protect and defend the God-given right of parents to raise their children as they see fit. So be looking for information from THSC and the Family Freedom Project in the coming days on this very important election. It's also important for all of our friends to be registered to vote. Failing to participate in choosing our elected officials is giving up the right to hold accountable those whom we elect to office. Our freedom depends on our actions. So if you're not registered to vote to this point, please do so as soon as possible. So share this podcast with friends and subscribe to the Family Freedom Caller wherever you get your podcast. For more information about THSC, go to our website at thsc.org. And for information on the Family Freedom Project, go to familyfreedomproject.org. And thanks for helping us keep Texas families free.